Yeah, I think it's a matter of they got the 5 points which they needed after last night, Benetton winning that game, and the Scarlets, of course. They beat Munster 10-6. That was a bit of an upset there. So that really put the Scarlets back in it again. But those 5 points now from Ulster, keep them in the top three positions. But they still have a lot of games to play. They've probably the Southern Kings at home. You'd expect them to win that. But they are away to Glasgow. They are away to Edinburgh. And then they have Leinster at home. So it's not an easy run-on. And every point's vital. Did very well today, considering at one stage they were down to 13. And a superb multi-phase play by the forwards, picking and driving, eventually led to the fourth try, which is the important thing, because it's very important to get the 5 points rather than the four, because everyone matters at this stage of the season. But from Darren McFarlane's point of view, he'd be pleased with that. But they now have a break for 2 or 3 weeks, so obviously there'll be a lot more work have to be done before the final run-in.
And looking at other Irish teams doing well, Leinster continuing that fine form, as is Connacht. A good victory yesterday against the Ospreys.
Yeah, that was a big one. We were talking about that before the game today at the Rodney Parade. I mean, the Ospreys used to be a team that everybody feared, but I mean, apparently Connacht set down their stall from the word go, and they were very, very impressive by all accounts. And that's a big result against the Ospreys. And there was a few players probably from the Ospreys who weren't released by Warren Gatland, but the same could apply for Connacht. Both their second rows are in the Ireland squad. It's one of those situations that during the Six Nations break, I mean, the teams just have to do with. That's why they have a big strong squad, so that they can do that one. But a very, very good performance by them. As I said there, I suppose the shock of the weekend was the Scarlets beating Munster by 10 points to 6. By all accounts, Munster had a lot of the game but just couldn't get over the line. Unusual for them. And as you say, Leinster, I saw a bit of that game on Friday night. Leinster beat the Cheetahs. Wasn't one of their greatest performances, but then again, they had a lot of young players, and to get through at all, because they're done and dusted, they've already qualified in top position. So I suppose it was an opportunity to give the young boys a chance, and there was no great pressure on them to win big. They just won, and that was it.
Locally, you were at the All-Ireland League 2 C game yesterday. You're reporting for Highland Radio Saturday Sport. City of Derry against Oma. Look, Oma came away with a battling performance by all accounts, Alec.
It was an amazing game, and I've seen some of those over Oma this year. I mean, the 2 weeks ago against the Bruff as well, and I mean, the game that Derry played against Middleton as well. It's been some very, very good entertaining rugby in that particular division. But, Oma came away at the end and got the bonus point won, 32-25, outscoring Derry by 6-3. Derry coming back very strong in the last 5 minutes in the little scrum half. He got over for a try, which gave them a losing bonus point, which is very, very important. At the end of the day, because all the points matter. Still 4 games to play in that league, and when you look at that league table, there's nothing between the two sides. At one stage, after, I'm just looking here, 50 minutes, Derry at that stage led by 18-10. Whenever young McGinty, the scrum half, a young Letterkenny man. In fact, there was young Conor McMenamin, obviously the Ireland under-19 player who's now playing with Derry. Young McGinty, the scrum half, and Peter Scott, who played for Letterkenny a couple of years ago, he came on as a sub for Oma, and they're very high regards for him. I saw him about 2 or 3 years ago, and he's a player I've thought was tremendous. He can play in the back row, he can play out half, he can play in the centre. Great skills and kicks a ball a mile, and Oma are delighted that he has joined them, and he came on in the second half, and I'm sure he'd been delighted. But overall, as I say, 18-10, and Derry were leading, but then Oma showed their class and they came back and scored 3 tries very quickly. The try really changed the game, epitomised exactly what Oma were about. They won a turnover ball from Derry about their own 22. Most scrum halves were out halves, would have kicked the ball to touch, but no, Sturdy McCain gave it his out half, Scotty Elliott. He ran through a long pass to Ali Beckham, his fullback, and he ran the halfway line, and then he fed the winger, and Ryan Mitchell, and he went over at the post, and there were 7 points from nothing, and that just about, that really was a hammer blow to Derry, in a sense. So they came back to 18-17, 2 more tries, and eventually at one stage it was 32-18, And then Derry, as I say, got that consolation third try, but not enough to give them a try bonus point. But at least they got a losing try bonus or a losing point, which wasn't good. But a great game, and everything now set up for next week. Bangor, who are in free fall since Christmas, haven't won a game. I don't think they were beaten again yesterday. They come to Judges Road next week, and that is a game that Derry have to target. And no ifs and buts. They have to get a they have to win that game next week. And if they win that game next week, it'll make the last three games a hell of a lot easier, because they have to still go to Tullamore and they still have to go to Seapoint. But if they were to take 4 points off Bangor next week, it would certainly ease the position and put pressure on the teams below them.
Now we turn our attention to the Rugby Championships 1, 2 and 3. A victory for Coleraine in Championship 1 against Grosvenor. Championship 2, Limavady came away with a good victory, away victory against the Academy. And Strabane are back up and at it once again in Championship 3, defeating the Civil Service. So the Northwest team's doing well. Big defeat for Letterkenny in Championship 3 as well there, Alec.
Yeah, they Coleraine, who look as if they're going to be relegated no matter what happens, because they've lost too many games, and because of the situation at the start of the season when they had to play all their games away, they had to forfeit two or three games in that one. But Limavady, as you say, had an away result there against Academy, so that keeps Limavady in the mix. They're only a point behind in that league, and they will certainly be looking to try and get promotion up to Rugby Championship 1, which will be absolutely superb for them. As you said, Strabane back in winning ways, beating Civil Service 14-10. Donoghue, very good side, but maybe Letterkenny hadn't their full strength side, but they were very disappointed in that one. Monaghan keeping up the pressure. The top of the table, they beat Newry by 29 points to 5, and Virginia a good away result against Hollywood 18-5, and Cavan once again producing another superb result 38-5 against Ofer. So all those teams are doing very, very well in that Rugby Championship 3, and hopefully one of them now will get into Rugby Championship 2 next season and up the standards for their clubs. And that Rugby Regional West, once again, and a showing must be absolutely disgusted. I was talking to some of their followers last week. They were up watching Malahide playing, because one of the ex-Inishowen players, his son was playing in the wing for Malahide, and obviously they were up supporting him. And they've had some like six games cancelled this year, teams not travelling to Inishowen, which is an absolute disgrace. And in actual fact, this is something that Ulster Rugby are going to have to look at very strongly, because if you look at the list today for the results on their website, the number of times you say conceded by, and yesterday at Omagh was a classic example. Malone seconds could not field a team against Omagh in the second 15 league, which is an absolute disgrace for a team playing in All-Ireland League Division 1A, and those sort of things have to be addressed, because Club Rugby can't be allowed to do this, because the longer it goes on, you take the Inishowen situation, Porrick, if you're a young guy and you're keen to play rugby and you're getting maybe four games in a whole season, and you're not going to go out and train two nights a week or even one night a week, it turns kids off and they'll turn to other sports, rugby, Gaelic or whatever, or football, Gaelic or whatever. But certainly that's something I think that a lot of the clubs are talking about, and that has to be addressed.